code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us in a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 18th of January, 2012. For newcomers, go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find over 1,000 audios for download for free. And hopefully you'll start to understand this massive system, very deceptive system that you've been born into, your parents were born into, two grandparents as well. Very old system. It's been on the go for a long time, but it's a straight agenda. It's a very, very straight agenda towards it. Their goal, and they sometimes call it a new world order, a new order of things, and it's always to do with ordering, as we will soon find out. We're getting ordered all over the place. But anyway, this whole system is a very authoritarian system, post-democratic, as the Club of Rome said, and we're in it now, and we're being trained to go along with it, whether we like it or not. All this homeland security stuff, you got in every single country, the same kind of stuff, is all to do with training you to obey superior commands by inferior people with little heads and black uniforms. And it's working very, very well, all under the guise of terrorism, of course. Because the new system, the global system, and terrorism will last forever under a global system. It's a new word, really, for crime, you see. And since everyone, according to psychologists, is capable of criminal activity, then you're all potential criminals. That's the bottom line. Very old idea. So they knew they'd come to this 100 years ago, and we're at it right now. Help yourself to the audios, as I say. It's been an awful lot to the groups behind it, all these private organizations, big foundations, which are just the fronts for the banking families. And you'll find out how it all works and ties together, and how they put their own guys into governments, have done for 100 years. And when you're at it, too, remember, I depend upon you, the listener, to support me by the books and discs I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can buy the books and discs from the U.S. By using a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal across the world. You've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And some people just send cash from the States. And as I say, what I try and do on this broadcast is chronicle the events, show you how it was all done, set up a long time ago, give the name of occasional book here and there to read, where often it's the biographies of those who were involved in particular eras over the last 100 years, and the specific parts of creating the culture, destroying the culture first, of course, then creating the new one, which is authoritarian society and the obedient slave. That's why children were first picked on. You always go for the young first, and they'll grow up thinking it's quite normal to go through X-ray scanners after they had pat-downs going into the gate through school with the magnetic censoring imaging there at school too. So they're used to it already, and it's just a matter of teaching the older ones to go along. And it's not hard. It's not hard, because almost all fiction on television is all fiction actually on television is propaganda, especially with police or hospitals or anything like that. It's always propaganda, according to people like Jack Zielow, a good philosopher. And it truly is. We've been trained by television to expect this. What teams and all the black uniforms everywhere, and eventually when it happens and comes into being, our minds are subconsciously prepared for it all. It seems all quite natural in a sense. Plus, most of what will go along to get along with through anything at all, they've known that for hundreds of years, and so the majority are counted on to lead the few that complain along with it. The cops will say, "What's wrong with you?" You know, everyone else accepts this. What's wrong with you? You know, to the individual, that is. And they always use the herd, the mass herd of public, to go along with anything. And they do, right to the wall. They'll go to the wall accepting anything. That's the nature, unfortunately, of most of humanity. Back with more after this break.
Brax slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Let's try and piece together what's happening and compare it to the plans of old. And you'll find that they've never ever changed their plans, the big boys themselves. They've had thousands of think tanks working for well over 100 years, literally looking forward to the reactions of different segments of the populace and even cultural ones too across the world, how they'd react to these laws as we bring them in step by step by step. And just like a chessboard, and of course we don't even know the game has started. They've already figured out how you will react to everything. They're pretty precise too, with the percentages, how much of the public will react against this, that, how much won't care, so on. And that's really how it is. That's how the world works. And we're the most studied species on the planet. Incredibly studied. Even before computers came along. Now, to do with the smart grid and so on, and the fact of being watched all the time. There's an article here, I'll put it up tonight, and this is an intelligent prison, is this smart grid. And it says, Barack Obama has launched sister national cyber transformation actions in the U.S. with announcement of the Commerce Department's new division of the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. It says, NSGIC announced at Stanford University in January 2011. The United States executive, and then it goes on about all the things they use, Stuxnet, which they invented in the U.S. and Israel, WikiLeaks, cyber attacks, identity theft, as well as Venezuela's national security rationale of denouncing outrage towards public authorities, inciting hatred and gender resistance amongst the general public. danger of breach of public order. In other words, all the things that they're looking for, they're actually looking for a lot more than that. They're looking for everything about you. They want to know all about you, your personality profile, and the attitude all the time. He says, a Swiss professor working with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where else scientist who heads the Mind Machine Project, that's what they call it, by the way, outlined how this program operates through computerized scanning of phone calls, all your phone calls getting scanned, and electronic messages sent through email and social networking mechanisms, reports the Buffalo News. It says, the system works by detecting resentment in conversations through measurements in decibels and other voice biometrics. More specifically, the emotional spikes that characterize hatred and deep resentment towards government. And a lot more things than that, too, the same. As for written transmissions scrutinized by the computer program, you can detect the same patterns of fixation on specified subjects, states the report. Once an individual has been identified as harboring resentment towards government, if this is straight out of the Soviet Union, there it was called anti-government, and then Bush Sr. started to call it anti-government forces, and here you are, his computer programs that's going to detect you. You understand the Soviet Union, you couldn't criticize any policy of government. That was called anti-government. So technically, if you're anti-government, you're really the opposition party. They're the most anti of all. In other words, any policy that you complain about makes you anti-government, so the opposition party should not be locked up. So resentment towards government information can be passed along to authorities so surveillance can begin. That's just the detection part of it. It also might mean that you've got a cold that day, an awful headache, and you mention something in a certain tone of voice, and that's you. You're under the microscope. And there's another article, too, on the same page. It says, how many times do you flush the toilet or too much hot water being used? Which of the 250 devices in my house am I using? This must be upper middle class, this guy. National security gets to know. So now we need a Big Brother black box to keep us safe at home and a smart grid to keep us safe in the world. And mainstream corporate statism industries take over by these physical controls. The new freedom is we are being asked to give into uniform spying equipment installed in each home to monitor everyone equally and totally. We're being told that in order to enjoy the level of freedom that we currently have, we must be safe. We must do the democratic thing and install Big Brother's home monitors. We must create a smart grid that will allow corporate statism to monitor and control every aspect of your life. One of the corporate statism pushers, Democratic Senator G. Rockefeller, said, this was not just for military or intelligence concerns. It's a lot more than that. It suddenly gets into the realm of traffic lights and rail networks and water and electricity. Nancy Pelosi slipped the fact that every aspect of our lives must be subject to inventory in order to fight global warming, in reference to her China visit. Every facet of our lives must be subject to inventory. So you're getting to know who your owners are, all you farm animals out there. And Mark Klein reported the multinational corporation he worked for was doing this at the government's request. Just the vacuum cleaner surveillance approach grabs everything. Despite what we're hearing, I simply do not believe their claims that the NSA spying program is really limited to foreign communications or is otherwise consistent with the NSA's charter or with the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Klein said in 2006. Interstate 15, all through Utah's license plate camera tracked virtually every mile, every traffic light, and every one traffic light town. Everywhere we go, they know, taxed by the mile and toll roads to freedom to travel, or freedom to travel. So, you understand, you know where it's all going. People who listen to this broadcast know where this is all going, where it was intended from the very outset to go. You understand, all these things I'm talking about were on the table. And some were discussed by newspapers, but they were on the table before 9/11 happened. They have whole departments working on the future. They plan in 100-year blocks, sometimes 200-year blocks, the characters who brought in this present world order. So you understand it's ongoing all the time. And if you really like, mind you, that's why all your virtual TV programs are on there. And they get all these little characters, young characters, put together, and you're all sick glued to the tube to see if they go to bed or not. Oh, my God, will they or won't they? Is it put them in some mansion somewhere? And by the way, apparently one of them got raped recently in the Brazilian sect of it. These programs are all over the world. And I guess you'll get used to that, too. You'll probably laugh it up. Because, you see, you're becoming utterly... In fact, if you watch that stuff, you are degenerate. Sorry to say it, folks. You don't have a life. You don't have a life if you sit and soak this stuff up. You're being trained and trained and trained all the time. And you're ticked off as a goner. And that's just how it is. I'll put up a link tonight, too. It's so amazing because they're always on about CO2 and carbon, and oh my God, it'll destroy us all. And all we need is cash. You know, cash seems to solve everything in this world. It's amazing. And this is from the Canadian government, where they tell the farmers from the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. And it's mainly directed here at greenhouses where they start a lot of the seedlings off. And it just tells you how wonderful CO2 is for plants. It's a great thing. They haven't caught up yet. See, reality goes ahead. They've got to get seedlings and they've got to get stuff in the ground for planting. So, but the fictional part, this doublespeak thing we have, hasn't caught up this particular website yet from the government itself. They would tell you, oh, it's great stuff. Does it ever make the plants grow? Makes them shift all right. And so eventually they'll have some disclaimer on it somewhere. Or they'll just tax the farmers more for having more CO2 pumped into their greenhouses to help the plants. Then your food goes up. And Rothschild is laughing. The big boys who own all. Anyway, that's the reality of it all, folks. And brainwashing goes on all the time. Everything is brainwashing. It's just all fiction is brainwashing. All fiction. Day is brainwashing on television. And we've already seen what it did to a generation that specifically was handed the video games that were meant for the military to practice on and to desensitize them from killing. And they don't see people as people anymore, you just see them as targets. So they gave one generation it because they needed that generation to fill the uniforms, to go across the world and slaughter Arabs, and eventually come back home and maybe slaughter us too. You see, and that will happen a bit. But the big eating machine never stops when it's under the direction of psychopaths and conquerors. It's got to keep eating, you see, and it comes back to its own place. Just like the Romans had the same thing happen. Yeah, it comes back home and starts eating up you. Now, the best place. I mean, Stalin was one of the best guys, and Lenin and the communist authors. Who put out the books on how to brainwash. It was very important to brainwash children, especially. You often bypass the adults. The adults can be threatened with imprisonment if they don't go along, or threatened with job loss or whatever, or simply ostracized from the benefits of the system, like healthcare. But children, you see, you want them to be the best brainwashed, so they grow up really believing everything that they're told. Don't despise their parents has been old-fashioned. We've had it happen in the West. It's a different fashion of putting it across. The same thing happened here. But this is how the EU, the European Parliament, this big super-Soviet system, and that's what it is, it's a super-Soviet system, according to even dissidents of the old Soviet Union. They said there's nothing democratic about the European Union that nobody wanted except the communists, the real communists, and they weren't living in the Soviet Union at the time. Most of them were based in the US and in London. And they'll have lots of cash, and they're multi-billionaires and trillionaires. Because, see, it's their plan. They funded and created communism. The bankers, the biggest bankers on the planet, funded and created communism, the dialectic, you see. So it's revealed how children are brainwashed with European propaganda handed out by the EU staff at education fairs. And this is from Mail Online. This European Commission official says, you need to start early enough with the young people before they form prejudices. Now, what's a prejudice? You know, it's simply your preference to something. Back with more after this break.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix and talking about the EU, the European Union, and how they're using massive propaganda to educate and indoctrinate the young very early. They actually admitted themselves and why they're doing it. And I should preface this too, because if you go into the writings of Lord Bertrand Russell, Lenin, and every other character who wanted this global system, it's the same global system they wanted. It didn't matter if it was a British lord or Lenin himself, whose ethnicity was kind of debatable at the time. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all the same agenda. It says here, because what they said, Russell and the rest of them said, and Julian Huxley, who worked at the United Nations too, but they all said the same thing. They all said the same thing, that they might have to remove the children from the parents, because the parents would pass on or contaminate their children's mind with old-fashioned ideas. Old-fashioned ideas that contaminate their children. That's the terms they use. Now, here is today. Understand, if they don't use the same term like communism, you're in under it, you're under a new form of communism, then folk won't get it. You can get it if you understand communism and you've done your homework. European Commission official says they need to start early enough with the young people before they form prejudices and are misinformed by other sources. You know, contaminated by other ideas, you know, by elder people. So it says here that the EU propaganda is being pumped or handed out to teachers to indoctrinate pupils at a young age. It's emerged. A Brussels official responsible for providing classroom material to UK schools admitted a desire to teach youngsters the values of economic union membership. from a young age before they are misinformed, you know, contaminated. The revelation that aggressively pro-European leaflets were being handed out at education fair to brainwash pupils has been heavily criticised. The UKIP deputy leader and education spokesman Paul Nuttall, a member of European Parliament, told Express, "It's what we always suspected but could never prove. Now we can. They, the Economic Union, are effectively using our cash to brainwash our children." Well, it's always been that way. And it has to stop. A video has emerged of Judith Schilling, European Commission's publication manager, handing out EU-focused leaflets at the education show in Birmingham. She tells an interviewer, "Everybody has now picked up on the idea that we will never succeed to convince people about the value of being a member of the European Union if we do not start early enough with the young people before they form prejudices and are misinformed by the other sources." Mr. Nuttall said he's written to Education Secretary Michael Grove and Schools Minister Nick Gibbs, saying the teaching program appears to breach the law banning promotion of partisan political views in schools. His pupils must be given a balanced presentation of issues. I'd like to see that happening. I don't think it's ever happened. Mr. Nuttall has also called for the European Commission to be made to halt the schools program pending an inquiry and to order schools to stop using such aids. Nigel Farage, another UKIP leader, said it's vital that such an important issue, which is essentially the deliberate political indoctrination of our children, be dealt with in an open and as a transparent a way as possible. Well, you see, the EU is a communist, a Soviet system. It's taken over more countries, really, technically, than the Soviet system was able to take over by war and plunder, you know. And it standardized all its cash. That's really the purpose of the old Soviet Union, to standardize all the countries in the same socialist system. And then the EU comes in, takes it over, and expands it. So it says it comes after the EU is accused of trying to brainwash children after pupils all over the country were given pencil cases with its logo emblazoned across it. And it goes on and on about that. But as I say, this is standard technique. It's happening across the whole planet. We're getting indoctrination in school into globalism, the wonders of globalism, and the redistribution of wealth. Isn't it nice to throw your cash and your tax money? Don't fix your roads or get better hospitals and a bit cheaper rates too, and all that kind of thing. No, throw your money across the world to help the third world countries come up to a higher standard. And it all goes to the big corporations abroad, you know. Who put all this through? This is all the Communist Manifesto, the redistribution of wealth. After all, charity is up to the person, isn't it? And charity begins at home. If you can't manage your own country, it's falling apart and folk are living in tent cities and all the rest of it, they can't get work, you shouldn't be dishing out billions across the darn planet. I'm sure they picked up that irritation in my voice there with that mind reader there. So anyway, it's disgusting what's happening. Remember, too, that the Milner organization, the Milner Group and the Cecil Rhodes Foundation merged together and created the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the counterpart, first in America, called the Council on Foreign Relations, but they have the CFR all across the world now. So international bankers were the first members of the Milner Group. Big international bankers. They were the ones who set up the idea that bankers and economists and experts should run the world. Rockefeller echoed that too, a big speech, the meeting he was at too, where he said it's better that bankers and economists and experts drive the world, he says, and plan the future, rather than leaving it to the national conscience, if you like, or pattern of the nations themselves. That's what he said. So it's the same agenda, understand. And since they were setting it up, eventually money would rule, and they would rule the money, but you would give them the money. This is a banking system where you're given no option at all. If you're a citizen, your tax goes to them. You give the banks your money, and you have no option. Because you see, all their members under the CFR are your presidents and prime ministers. Have been for 100 years, according to Quigley. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heading to the Matrix, talking about the banks, how they set up a long time ago. I'm talking about the real big banks, the guys who lend to nations, how they take over the world. They'd use you all for wars, etc. Wars are awfully good for amalgamating countries through treaties afterwards, and even using it as an excuse to amalgamate them all together under the EU, for instance. And this is what they did. An awfully successful program. And we paid for all, but, of course, the banks themselves have to rule at the end. You understand that you're under the rule of governance, as they like to call it, by money. It's the biggest, most powerful force there is. They've already sunk the whole planet recently, because they always give you two depressions in a year and plunder all your assets. And then they pretend they've lost it all. And then you bail them out. And here they are going to own the world. They do already. And I've talked about this farce with the International Monetary Fund, which is just a strong arm, really. These are associations of the private banks, the big banks, understand, under the Bank for International Settlement. So the IMF comes under the Bank for International Settlement in Switzerland. All central banks do as well. And the World Bank, again, is there where they dish out a few shekels here and there to poor countries, and the IMF comes in and demands it back with about 100 times the interest. That's how it works. But we fund the IMF, and we fund the World Bank, private banks. But we fund them through treaties through the United Nations. That's how they get most of their cash from us, to private people who don't even know their names. And they're running the world. So Britain is facing a new £17 billion increase in IMF contribution after they've been bailing out Europe for how many months now? The billions. They don't even know where the money goes. No one tells us. Contribution after a request from the International Monetary Fund for additional resources to shore up ailing economies. Downing Street said today, you should see the unemployment level in Britain. Right? But here you are. Let's get more cash. Let's wring more cash out of the suckers. Like a wet rag. Just wring it out of them. And to help up, ailing countries. Yeah. So it says, Chancellor Osborne will put any decent request from the International Financial Body to Parliament for approval by members of Parliament, a spokeswoman said. Now remember, too, the IMF has a politician appointed to it in every country under another organisation from the United Nations, the Overseas Economic Development Corporation, it's called. So they do all these big building projects across the planet. They get the taxpayers in your countries to fund it for them, and it goes to their own international corporations. That's what you're building. Big power plants, etc. for them. And then the IMF comes in when these countries default, and then you're done as a guarantor, and you have to pay it off. It says, but any increase in UK funding would have to be designed to assist struggling countries and not to bail out the euro, she stressed, because we're being bailed out forever. Unconfirmed reports suggest the IMF is planning to boost its lending resources of around $400 billion by a further $1 trillion to insulate the global economy against any deterioration of the crisis in the eurozone. Can you believe this? Can you believe it? You know. So they're ruining you. This is global governance by banking. That's what it is. It was set up to be this way. It says the UK is liable for 4.5% of the IMF funding. So a leap of this magnitude could see Britain's contribution rise beyond the $40 billion maximum currently approved by Parliament, potentially provoking furious opposition amongst MPs. Well, what good are they? Anyway, they never stop anything. The Downing Street spokesman said the Chancellor said on Monday that if it was a decent request from the IMF, then of course he would be willing to go to Parliament to make that request. Well, where's the public's input in this? Well, they don't have any. It's called democracy. It's called democracy, you see. So there's that link I'll put up tonight, and another one too, from the BBC, IMF seeking £500 billion, or dollars, sorry, funding boost. So it's just going on forever, this. And it will go on forever because you're under their order now. This is the global order that they planned an awful long time ago. We're also living in a time of madness. It's organized madness, but someone's always making a profit from you. And, of course, with electric cars being pushing to cut down on the carbon, they've been pushing that. And it costs so much money that we're actually, the taxpayer once again is subsidizing them. Every car, they can't sell it for what it's really worth because of the cost. It says there are more charging points to charge the darn things than there are electric cars in the UK as sales slump. Because of electric cars have slumped so badly, there's no more charging points. Just 2,149 electric cars have been sold since 2006, despite a government scheme last year offering customers up to £5,000 towards the cost of a vehicle. They're paying you to buy the thing. The Department of Transport says that around 2,500 charging points have been installed. So I guess they've got more charging points. You can almost get your own charging point, eh? So it says... Although the precise location is not known, that's another thing too. They'll build them and they won't tell the public where they are. That's typical government for you, isn't it? But that's what to do with that. So now Athens, and it's from Athens in Greece and so on. When I think it was Rothschild made the comment that they should sell off their assets, you know, because they were broke. Thanks to Goldman Sachs, they did all their bookkeeping instead of to the EU. Yep, their books are good. Let them join. Anyway. In a move bound to leave many Greeks and scholars aghast, Greece's culture ministry said Tuesday will open up some of the debt-stricken country's most cherished archaeological sites to advertising firms and other ventures. The ministry says the move is a common-sense way of helping facilitate access to the country's ancient Greek ruins, and money generated would fund the upkeep and monitoring of sites. The first step to be opened would be the Acropolis, it says. So, according to a ministerial briefing dating to the end of December, commercial firm could rent Acropolis for a professional photographic shoot for as little as €1,600 a day. That's $2,046 demonstrators could also rent the ancient landmark. So if you want a demonstration, you can rent that as well. I mean, this is disgusting. That country is on its knees like this. Through the finagling of the same bankers who put their own boy in there as a new prime minister as well, the technocrat. You know. I mean, it's just astonishing, isn't it? That's not really if you've been studying the history under agenda. You know. And you know where it'll go with it. You'll have porn movies made in Acropolis next as well, and all that stuff. Everything's so degrading these days. But that will happen. That will definitely happen. And it's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I was talking about that reality thing where the woman was raped, or the girl was raped. Housemate on Brazilian version of Big Brother was raped on live television after an alcohol-fueled party. This is, police deconfirmed they began an investigation and carried out a search of the studios in Rio de Janeiro, where the popular reality show has been filmed. The viewers were shocked earlier as a Sunday Watch contestant, Daniel Ishan, is 31, apparently forced himself on a 23-year-old student, Monique Amin, who passed out drunk after a boozy party. Well, this is modern life, isn't it? But they put him in there, and of course that's what everybody's waiting to see, I'm sure. And it says, night cameras filmed Ishan as a male model get into bed where Miss Amin was sleeping before appearing to have sex with her under the covers. Through the incident, the female contestant appeared unconscious. I'm sure everybody lapped it up. We're so degraded today. Next morning, Miss Amin was asked about the incident in the diary room and appeared to have no little of what had happened. The scandal began to engulf the show and Brazil's most watched TV programs. Police officers arrived at the house and interviewed Miss Amin for 3 hours before taking her away for a rape examination. It gives you, you see, this is only one section. This particular show is from the U.S. and Hollywood. It's got different associates across the world as they do these ridiculous so-called reality shows. And it costs them barely anything at all to make it. You get some youngsters in a big mansion somewhere. They ain't theirs, of course. And you just let them go at it, and people get fascinated by watching this stuff. But I've said before, said years ago, live on radio, I says that eventually you're going to see actual pornography, real sex, not soft sex or porn, but real sex on television, and it will come. This is where it's all headed to go. That is agenda. And, of course, it's what we can, again, it's, you know, it's the same amount of people who watch this kind of stuff as go through the security quite happily. It's about the same amount of people, you know. Again, that great majority they call the Democrats, the Democratic peoples. Anyway, it says China, a country where no one is secure, and it's all about the class in the so-called classless society. There's just lots of classes there too, and how the underdogs just can't get up there at all. They're kept at the bottom because there's always been classes. Even in the Soviet system, there was a class structure. It came out from outside the country and dominated it from the Bolshevik Revolution onwards. Still does. And they lived at the top through all that time. And then their relatives took over, their sons and daughters. Even the KGB was almost intergenerational, was it the sons that got in. I'm also putting up tonight, too, another, it's the same article, but Hillary Clinton turns to think tanks for new foreign affairs policy board. You're being run now by think tanks, which again are all really owned by the big boys who own the Royal Institute of International Affairs, again, international bankers. They own most of the big think tanks. That's always their agenda. They have to start them off themselves. I also put up two the branches of the International Monetary Fund. If you wonder about them, how many branches they have, they got so many all across the whole planet. And also the RAND Corporation, one of the biggest think tanks, which still puts itself down as a non-profit institution, that has been helping to run the government of the U.S. since the 1950s. Non-profit, that means to pay no taxes. That's the whole point of it. But they can rake in billions, of course, for every job they take on. And this one, too, is to do with the National Security Research Division as well, reading through. There's a lot of clues as to what's coming up and what they're working on for your government or their government or whoever. and also one that's called Project Air Force, to do with it. Made again for the U.S. government, and all going, I'm sure, through about all the different kinds of drones and so on there, and how life is going to be in the future, you see, for you, if you manage to live that long, or if you've got the guts to. Or if they don't euthanize you first, because it's all coming down together, you see. If you're elderly now, they'll offer you basically a euthanasia pill. That's been discussed in Britain, because it could take too much to treat you, and you're old anyway, and why don't you just die? You're not producing. You're just, you know, you're consuming all the Earth's resources when there's better folk than you need it. And the folk let this happen. They let it happen. They let it happen. Is there a spare planet out there that's uninhabited? Anyway, the Bible has been going to be banned according to the ACLU in some states. It's really hammering at this one thing for a while now. Get rid of the old Bible and replace it with the Communist Manifesto, I guess. And this other article, too, is about border crossings again. The Department of Homeland Security's X-ray scanners could be a cancer risk to border crossers. It seems like we don't know that, eh? Internal Homeland Security documents describing specifications for border crossing scanners, which meant gamma or X-ray radiation to probe vehicles and their occupants. It's done. It's a high power right through the steel of the car. Having the gall to use this on the people is bad enough. You know. Because this is definitely going to cause cancer. Anyway, this is a raising new health and privacy concerns. You understand how they view everybody now? You're just little sheep. You know, one after another getting x-rayed with a massive power x-ray that can actually go right through the steel of the car. There's even a public outcry, I wonder where that came from, I never heard it, has prompted Homeland Security to move away from adding x-ray machines to airports. It purchased 300 body scanners last year that used alternative technology instead. It appears to be embracing them at US-Mexico land border crossings as an efficient way to detect drugs, currency and explosives, it says. Anyway, a 63-page set of specifications, I've got a PDF here as well if you want to download it, heavily redacted, obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center through the Freedom of Information Act, says the scanners must be based on X-ray or gamma technology, which use potentially dangerous ionizing radiation at high energies and shall be capable of scanning cars, SUVs, motorcycles, and buses. Society will pay a huge price in cancer because of this. John Sadat, professor of biochemistry and biophysics at the University of California at San Francisco, told CNET. Sadat has raised concerns about the health risks of X-ray scanners, and the European Commission in November prohibited their use in European airports, obviously for the time being. The specifications do not say how Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, will notify people crossing the border about the radiation emitted by the devices, how frequently devices will be tested to ensure they're operating properly. I don't care if they're operating properly, it's still a massive dose, even if it's the set dose that they recommend. Or whether travelers will be presented with a choice of declining the scan, which is an option airport body scanners that use X-rays. X-ray scanners made by American Science and Engineering, I guess that's the company, are already in use at the busy San Ysidro, California checkpoint. CBP, which says level radiation emitted falls within commonly accepted norms. How often do you get blasted through steel with an X-ray, folks? So, there's no point in reading the rest of this because that's how bad it really is. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. But folk put up with it, don't they? They go to the wall. Just go to the wall, please. Okay. This wall here? Yeah, that's it. Stand there. Turn your face towards the wall, sir. Okay, no problem. Can we x-ray you first? Oh, yes, I don't mind at all. And now, I want to see if there's a caller. I know there's a caller on the line waiting for me. I'm just bringing the screen up here. And, there's Rick from Illinois hanging on the line here. Are you still there, Rick?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Alan?
I can, yeah.
I'd like to read just a brief letter to you that was sent home from school. With my fourth grader, get your response to it. Dear parents, starting in February, your child will be participating in a presentation focusing on the topic of awareness and prevention of abuse. We'll also educate them on personal safety issues and appropriate boundaries and limits. Material will be explained at age-appropriate levels. The program will be conducted in one or two sessions by the school social worker. If you have any questions regarding this presentation or would like to preview the materials, please contact such and such person. Is there more to this than meets the eye?
Yeah, because they brought it out in other U.S. states already and across the world, in fact. It came through the United Nations initially. And it's where the children, it's under the Rights of the Child, it's the Rights of the Child Part 2 came out. And hold on, and I'll explain this when I come back from the break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
From Illinois about this new thing that's happened. It's not really new, as I say, it's new in some states. But what it really does is take the rights of the parents away and gives the children eventually up being the dominant factor in the home because they've been taught all these legal new laws, etc., what they're allowed and what's considered abuse. I know that one American guy, one state's there, he had locked his daughter out because she was 13 and she wasn't coming in until about 2 or 3 in the morning. And he said, how am I going to punish her? So he actually locked her out. She phoned the cops and he was arrested under this new law because it's her right to get access to that home, regardless. regardless of what she's up to or what time of the day or night it is. So it literally takes all parental control away from the parents altogether. That's classified as abuse. And there's many other types too. If she wanted to come home with a guy aged 60 years of age and she's still 13, that's her right, by the way. You can't bar him or out because it's the new intergenerational sex thing, or pedophilia, which is the real name for it, because that's her right of choice. So you're interfering with her freedom of expression, freedom of choice, etc., to do such. And it literally takes all the rights away from the parents and gives the new world, this new global system's morality, which is no morality at all, and puts it in place of the old morality of the parent, or even authority of the parent. So there's a lot more to this meets the eye. You have to go into the United Nations Rights of the Child, Part 1, and the one that just came out, Part 2. In Britain, they immediately started it in the schools, the primary schools, where they teach the children now give each other massages in the morning. This is from the age of 5 years old, because they've got the right to do that now, you see. And you would not believe what's really going on in the world until it's true. Guys like yourself phone up and check into it to find out what's going on. It doesn't get blasted out by the mainstream, because this is the agenda. And but imagine children at five, given the age, and they can bring the pals home and say, "I won't go upstairs, Dad, and get a massage by so-and-so." And you see, you can't do that. Well, it's my right. You see, it's my body. I can do what I want. So this is the sort of stuff that's happening, and the rights have been taken away from the parents altogether for the new world system. And there's no real, you understand, to fight all the different organizations that are working through the United Nations that come at you, you're the target. You would need over 2,000 organizations to fight back full time. And that's what's the problem with this system. The United Nations technically should have no authority over anyone at all, because no one voted for it. No citizen voted for it. It was a clique put together by the Royal Institute of International Affairs with their own guys. And every president and prime minister who signed the darn thing was a traitor, because it says right there that every country would give up their sovereignty. That was the intention of it. And the UN would be risen up as the new leader, the new governance system of a global order. But they also used the communist plans, the technique, the science, would run the children, the minds of the children, the bodies of the children, the marriage would be destroyed, etc., yada, yada, yada. And the children would take orders from the United Nations, they got all the rights from the United Nations. Big Daddy is the United Nations to the child. That's how they see it. So look into it for yourself, Rick, and all the best.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. From Hamish Marcella from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your God's go with you.
The next round.